I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio with a look at our state and regional news at this hour. Four Campbellsville firefighters were hurt Thursday when a fundraising video shoot went wrong on the Campbellsville University campus. Now, at our last check, one of the firefighters remains in critical condition at a Louisville hospital. A second firefighter is listed in stable condition. Emil Moffitt has more on this report.
The firefighters were on campus to spray water on a group of Campbellsville University marching band students as part of a video for the viral fundraiser known as the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. Campbellsville's police chief says the firefighters' aerial ladder came too close to a power line and four firefighters received an electric shock. The two least seriously injured were treated at a local hospital and released. Campbellsville University says no students were injured. The president of the school released a statement expressing his heartfelt sympathy and prayers for the families of the firefighters who were injured. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.
And the university's Baptist Campus Ministry held a prayer service on campus last night for those firefighters. We have much more on this, pictures and much more information on our website right now, WKYUFM.org. In other news this morning, Democratic Senate candidate Allison Lundergan Grimes denies accusations that her campaign may have violated federal campaign finance laws. When asked by reporters at the Kentucky Farm Bureau's ham breakfast in Louisville, Grimes downplayed a Politico report suggesting her father, Kentucky Democratic Party power broker Jerry Lundergan, used his catering company to purchase his daughter's campaign bus, then rented it back to her for far less than market value.
These are baseless, unfounded bullying accusations from the McConnell campaign. Just an attempt to try to divert attention away from serious questions that Kentuckians have about Mitch McConnell's family profiting from the loss of coal jobs.
Now, Senator McConnell's campaign didn't address Grimes' accusation in a statement to Kentucky Public Radio, saying instead that her campaign is suffering from, quote, potentially very significant legal problems. State officials say last month's jobless rates in 108 Kentucky counties were lower than in July of last year. The Kentucky Office of Employment and Training says unemployment rates rose in 10 counties, stayed the same in two. It says Boone County had the state's lowest unemployment rate at 5.8%. That was followed by Caldwell County, Shelby, and Woodford counties. The jobless rate was 6.2% in Davis County and 6.3% in Simpson County in our area. And ground was broken yesterday morning on Kentucky's newest distillery. Diageo brought out the ceremonial shovels for the $115 million project in Shelby County. Company CEO Paul Walsh says the company hopes to start production in late 2016.
You've made the decision to come to Shelby County very easy for us. You have been exceptionally open in helping and supporting us, getting us to this stage, and we look forward to a long and fruitful future.
Diageo plans to produce 750,000 cases of Bullet brand bourbon and rye whiskey a year. The president of Diageo's North American operation says it has room to expand the property if needed. Our other big story this morning is our weather. The heat advisory goes into effect for most of our area at 1 this afternoon, right through the weekend until Monday evening. Now, that is extended for some of our western counties until Tuesday evening. We have clear, sunny skies now with temperatures already in the upper 70s. We'll get into the mid to upper 90s today, tomorrow, and Sunday, but with heat index readings making it feel like triple digits. A little 20% chance of some light rain overnight tonight, in fact, for most of the weekend, but we're keeping our fingers crossed for some much-needed rain. I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio. And good morning. 6 minutes after the hour now, I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio with a look at our state and regional news right now. Kentucky's two U.S. senators were front and center Sunday afternoon in Warren County at Senator Rand Paul's Barn Burner and Barbecue, forming a united front just 3 weeks before Election Day. Republican candidates on next month's ballot, from McConnell down to state and county races, gubernatorial candidates, Agriculture Commissioner James Comer, Congressman Brett Guthrie, and others were at the event campaigning among the hundreds of supporters who turned out. But the main event was McConnell and his race against Democratic Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes. Now, Paul said McConnell has the possibility of leading a Republican majority Senate after next month's election, something that would break through Washington's gridlock.
I think it'll be better. I think if Republicans take over the Senate, Senator McConnell has promised that he's going to pass bills, and I think he knows how to do it. So I think we'll see bill after bill presented to the president. I can't guarantee the president will sign them, but we are going to present bills to the president.
And for his part, McConnell continued to blame the gridlock on the White House.
Well, I hope the president will move to the political center. You know, he needs to reach out to the other side. And we look to the president to bridge these differences. And I hope that in the last 2 years of his term, he'll move to the political center and do some business with the Republicans.
Both McConnell and Paul say they'll continue campaigning together, including a statewide bus tour leading up to Election Day. The top two candidates in Kentucky's U.S. senatorial race get a chance tonight to offer their views to a statewide television audience. The appearance on KET's Kentucky Tonight brings Mitch McConnell and his Democratic challenger Allison Lundergan Grimes together for a rare joint appearance. Joe Gerstensen, the professor in EKU's Department of Government, says the face-to-face meeting could be a stressful situation for both candidates.
When they are actually head-to-head like that and in facing one another, the stakes are fairly high. And with the attention that this race is getting, a number of people will see the debate firsthand in terms of Kentucky voters.
But a federal judge has denied Libertarian U.S. Senate candidate David Patterson's request to force KET to include him in tonight's debate. U.S. District Judge Gregory Van Tattenhove ruled that KET did not exclude David Patterson from the debate solely because of his political views. Patterson argued KET had discriminated against him based on thousands of pages of emails where KET officials discussed tightening the criteria to participate in the debate so as to exclude non-serious candidates. Libertarian Party of Kentucky Chair Ken Mulman said he wasn't happy with the decision, but said the state party doesn't have enough money to appeal the ruling. And Kentucky's Interim Joint Committee on Education is meeting this morning in Owensboro. They'll be hearing from numerous education leaders from the Davis County area. Kevin Willis has a preview.
Lawmakers on the Education Committee will hear from Owensboro Community and Technical College President Jim Clauber, Audubon Area Head Start Association Director Peggy Grant, Owensboro Mayor Ron Payne, Davis County Judge Executive Al Mattingly, and others. State Senator Joe Bowen of Owensboro told the Messenger Inquirer recently that he collaborated with committee co-chair Mike Wilson of Bowling Green in bringing the hearing to Davis County. Bowen says the GOP Senate Majority Caucus will also gather in Owensboro this December to discuss policy and strategy. Bowen says those kinds of gatherings are important opportunities for lawmakers from other parts of Kentucky to see and learn more about Owensboro. The Interim Joint Committee on Education meets at 10 a.m. today at the Owensboro Convention Center. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.
We're expecting heavy rains throughout the day today, beginning later on this afternoon. Just light rain now with temperatures in the mid-60s. A flash flood watch goes into effect tonight for the next 24 hours. I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio.